The USDA is announcing more producer eligibilities under its coronavirus assistance program. This is USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey.
What a crazy year we've all been through. You just did your year-end stories that certainly talked about the year we've been through and the impact of coronavirus, and it's still out there. This will include top-up payments for swine from CFAP 1. In CFAP 1, we look to cover in inventory payments. A part of the loss, we're increasing the amount that we're covering there.
Northey has some of the details of costs for some of the new changes to the CFAP program.
About $150 million for the swine top-up, $100 million for turf grass, about $30 million for the crop insurance included in sales revenue, $20 million in the insurance policies, being able to use the APHs, and then the big one that I left out, which is a real question mark to us. It's a real challenge to come up with a number, and that's contract growers. But very little information where we've been able to come up with the actual amount of contract payments that are out there, and then the number of producers that didn't receive them. And so we have in the cost-benefit analysis, you'll see it's up to almost $2 billion. Certainly, a lot of estimates would be much less than that in the total amount. And in the Consolidated Budget Act, they had said to spend up to $1 billion. We don't have that same limitation. We don't know what that number will be, but it could be that much if the cost-benefit analysis is correct.
Corn export sales almost doubled week to week, while soybean sales jumped a bit higher. The USDA says corn sales to overseas buyers jumped 92% week to week to 1.44 million metric tons. That is up 34% over the prior four-week average. Japan was the biggest buyer of more than 401,000 metric tons. An unnamed buyer purchased 334,000 tons, and Colombia bought almost 126,000 metric tons. China was also in for another 88,500 tons, while El Salvador canceled a shipment of 24,000 tons. Exports totaled 1.46 million metric tons last week, 43% higher than the previous week and 41% from the average. Soybean sales totaled 908,000 metric tons, significantly higher last week's marketing year low of almost 37,000, and the highest number since November 12th. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.